Okay, so I guess after a little bit of a break over here, we have to refresh. We're going to start, we're learning Shai B'Tachon over here. And to get a little bit of a deeper insight of Shai B'Tachon, I thought it would be nice to bring other Rishonim, meaning other sources. A Rishon, he had a Mishnah. Mishnah is the term of the Gemara. The Gemara explains the Mishnah, right? Teresh is Mishnah Gemara. The Mishnah was written by the Tanoim, and the Gemara was written by the Meroim that explains the Mishnah. Then you have the Brises, but generally speaking, that's what it is. Oh, I'm going to say this class is was supposed for Ariyakim Mestim, Meshahav Gulu Shleim of Meira, and Avemis of Bemir, Meshahav Fur Shleim of Meira. Okay, so. So you have like you have the Chumash, you have the Teshuvah Sayv Teshuvah Peh, and then after the Gemara, that seals. That's it. That's the Teshuvah Peh. Now the Teshuvah Peh, because it was written in Aramaic, because sometimes it's hard to put it all together. It's like an ocean. So there's a tkufa called Goinim. They explained a lot was going on, and then there was a tkufa called the Rishonim. Like we know them as Rashi, Tosfos, and Rambam, Rabbi Rotam. Yeah, we have all these different Rishonim that come to clarify what the Gemara and the Mishnah says. But it always comes back to what the Gemara and the Mishnah says. So a Rishon is actually a source. If a Rishon says something, the same way if a Mishnah says something, the Gemara, they can argue with the Mishnah.
Right.
You can't argue with the Gemara, but that's the Kabbalah since Har Sinai. The same way a Rishon says something, you can't argue with him unless there's actually an argument between the Rishonim. The point being, if you're learning something, and you're obviously, well, I came Shulchan Aruch. The Rishonim are pre that, and so the Rishonim is where all the Yesedis come from. So the Shai B'Tachon, for example, is written in the times of the Rambam, in the times of Rashi, and Tosfos, that times of the Rishonim. So he's a Rishon that wrote this, and obviously whatever he's writing is Teres Meisha, and it's a source, it's a Mokr. There's another gave out today, and we're talking about now having the stuff on the practically, and have it a Simateva. So you have. There's a sefer called Kad HaKemach, and it's interesting, the same name, Rabbeinu Bachaye. But he was not Rabbeinu Bachaye, but from the Paris of his, because there's the translator. Ibn Tibbin, I'm sorry, you're right. So that was Rabbeinu Bachaye's name from the Paris of Avos. And then you have this Rabbeinu Bachaye was a Tamil from the Rashba. The Rashba was also one of the great Rishonim that we have. A lot of halachas we know from him. The Rashba, and I think the Ramban was the Talmud from the Rashba. It's really fascinating. You get to know everybody's name. So Kada Kemach was a Talmud of the Rashba, and he wrote a sefer called Kada Kemach and goes by the Aleph Beis. And Aleph has a Mun and Aleph, and he has Beis and B'tachon. Imagine that. And this is what he writes about B'tachon. I think it's very, very. So we did learn. Let's open up the sefer Shai B'Tachon and the first page. We did learn that why am I placing the Shai B'Tachon after Shai Vedas and Malik? That means explain to us the need. This is Shai Revi on top of the page. Shai Revi, Shai B'Tachon. I'm a teacher of B'Tachon on the Ebishta. Amar B'Chab, the M'Chab says, because we spoke about Chim, because we spoke the last and the third Shai, we spoke about serving Hashem. So I want to bring afterwards these. I want to bring what's most important for someone who is an Eved Hashem. And I would imagine that Baruch Hashem, everybody sitting in this room or listening to the Zoom, in a certain level sees themselves as an Eved Hashem and lives their life around the fulfilling the purpose of being an Eved Hashem. So what's the most important thing for all of us here? What's the most important for Eved Hashem? He says these words. He says, we have b'tochen all of his b'chol devar. That's b'tochen on his odin on everything that he needs. Because it has a tailor that helps him. Be'inyan al tailor me of helps Messiah is avedus Hashem. Messiah in worldly matters and everything he touches b'tochen is very important. Now look at that. Look how the same tkufa Rabbeinu B'chaye says this. And Talmud, and it's interesting if you look in the Ramban, I can't show you everything, but he almost very, very similar to the exact same thing he says. Like this. He starts out his section of B'tachon. He starts out with his Pasuk in Tehillim, Lamed Zayin Gimel. He starts out, it says, B'tach B'Hashem, trust in Hashem, v'asei toiv, and do good, shchon eret, dwell in the land, urei emunah, and pasture. Feed Muna. So you have B'tachon, you have Muna, right? Says the Rebbe Chaya like this. How do you read this pasuk? He says, David Melech Allah Shalom, Bala Haskir. He's coming to remind us, Bala Hazir, and to warn us, or to make us aware. Al Midas HaB'tachon Tchila And then afterwards on the Maisa Tev, right? Because what's the order of the pasuk? B'tach b'Hashem, ba'asei Tev. It doesn't say asei Tev or b'tach b'Hashem. You think asei Tev, do good. But we say do good means Torah mitzvahs, right? So the asei Tev means do good, and then you have b'tach nefesh. He doesn't say it in a second. He says b'tach b'Hashem, ba'asei Tev. That means first you have b'tachon first. Why? V'achakach l'maisa Tev lo hidia. Because David HaMelech is telling, teaching us, and David HaMelech is teaching us in a way like a Navi, in Tehillim, which is part of Torah, Shabitochen Hazeh, what's this bitochen you're talking about? Sheyiftach Odom Boy, Lasis Mitzvaysov, V'yitin Lo HaChonesh U'tzarech Lem. The person is trusting the Eibishter to be able to do the mitzvahs that he is commanded to do. V'yitzen lo in Hashem will give him ha'achonis. Ha'achonis means ha'achonis, all the preparations he needs, shu'tzarachon that he needs in order to do the mitzvah. So that's why he starts out first b'tach b'Hashem, because exactly what he says here, shav b'tachon. I'm ever Hashem, I want to do asei te, I want to do mitzvahs, and therefore I have b'tachon that Hashem will give me everything that I need in order to do these mitzvahs. So if you want to categorize things, you can say there's a category of b'tachon where a person is actually in the tzara, he has to be saved, and there's a carrier of tachon, he needs things. He needs things to do with mitzvahs. But maybe it's also a tzara, if it's an extreme situation. So Hashem is saying, b'tach b'Hashem, in order to do good. Let's do a few more lines and I'll explain it a little better. V'ilu amar asei teiv. If it would, the pasuk would have said, first asei teiv. First asei teiv, do good. V'tach b'Hashem, tach neiv, v'shtachoy odom meivin. A person will understand from there, Mizek, Yabitochen, she is a lot of the Bitochen we're talking about. Eini el al aschar. It's on the schar, it's on the reward that Nitin Loy al Maisa Tev was given to him for the Maisa Tev. Veloy al afak asrochav, not on being able to fulfill his needs, to have what he needs, Vasmona Hachanesev, and the bringing of preparing everything that he needs for him, Sibba al Maisa Tev, which is the cause of doing Maisa Tev. You can't do Maisa Tev if you have no money. You can't do Maisa Tev if you're not healthy. You can't do Maisa Tev if you need a shidduch and you're wallowing in your loneliness. You can't do Maisa Tev because you need to build a family. If you don't have a shidduch, you can do Maisa Tev. But l'chein ha'metchila, that's why he says, Hashem tells us, b'tach b'Hashem, trust in Hashem klema, sheyiyeh l'cha oizer. You're trusting in Hashem that he will be your oizer. Oizer means your help. V'seimech, and your seimech means your support, and Hashem will give you those achones that you need, which you'll be able to do Maisa Tev. And this is why he puts B'tochen before Maisa Tev, in order to teach us that the B'tochen we're talking about is not a B'tochen as a schar for Maisa Tev, a B'tochen is to give us what we need. So let's take this little piece as it continues a little further. You get a little bit more comfortable with it, but the vote over here is very powerful because everybody here wants a ksiv ksiv mateva. And not a ksiv ksiv mateva conceptually, everybody wants a ksiv ksiv mateva, it should be shantim musuka. You know, this is a very common understanding. Shantim teva, not only good, the Eibishter is good, musuka, it's sweet. If you ever know it's sweet, it's good. So we bench each other, should be a shantim teva musuka. So the positioning is, why are you asking for Shana Teva Musuka? And this actually is going to answer a lot of questions. Where, for example, people ask, should I be asking for specific things in doing Rosh Hashanah? Can I ask for specific Rosh Hashanah? But starting off, he says, when a person understands that he needs, that he's put into this world to serve Hashem. He's put into the world for a purpose. Hashem sent his neshama down to this world to fulfill a divine purpose. Hashem needs him. Hashem is asking him to do something, only he can do. And Hashem wants him to do it. So Hashem is going to give him everything he needs to be able to do it. But it's up to the person to identify that. It's up to the person to accept Hashem as his king. And I think this is what comes in. If I could take a little bit of explaining this now. It's brought down in the, I think, Sefer Arizal, and the Sfar that speak about these things, about each month has its own, Yudkei Vavkei has four letters. So every month has its own Tziruf, how Shem Havayah is read. So it says that Chedesh Elul is a chiddush of rachamim. That means the whole month of Elul is a chiddush where Hashem's rachmanis is very much available. Hashem rachamim. Now, typically we think about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day of rachamim because we say Hashem rachamim 100,000 times. We say the Aseret Metzuvah the whole time. Not so much Rosh Hashanah, but Aseret Metzuvah. We say Hashem rachamim b'chanan because we're asking for kapara. Yom Kippur and speak. Hashem's rachmanis is open. And we're asking for sticha mechil v'kapara, and he does it for us. Hashem does it. But if you fast Yom Kippur, Hashem forgives you. So the same Gidus Rachim by Yom Kippur happens to be now in Chiddush Elul also. It's interesting, but no, and the obvious question is, if that's the case, Yom Kippur is Yom Kodesh, because Hashem's Rachim is begoli, it's a special day. And then how come during Chiddush Elul, that seems to be a regular week. No, there's no Yom Tevim, nothing happening. So the marshal has given, and this I heard the marshal also, maybe you heard the marshal, but this is how you put it all together. The king is found in the king's place is in his palace. The king is everybody's place in the house. A king's place is in his palace. What's a palace? A palace is a place where you can see the greatness of the king. The king has a big palace, many rooms, a lot of wealth. He sits on his throne with big day malchus, right? And a crown on his head. All bringing out the greatness of the king. To get into the palace, you have to be a special person, and only certain times. Not everybody can get into the palace, and even those who could get in can't get in at any time. So that's what makes Shabbos special, and that's what makes Yom Kippur special, Yom Tevin special. But those are the days Hashem actually is more accessible on that level. But then you have the king, before he gets into his palace, he comes into the field that surrounds the city. The people from the field come out to greet him, to escort him to the palace. And when he's in the field, he's accessible. It's the same king. It's the same king that's in the palace, is in the field. Elamai, in the field, when you look at the king, you don't see, you're not inspired. In other words, if you came into the palace, the surroundings and the way the king is revealing himself, it inspires you. When the king is in the field, he's not there to inspire you. You have to want yourself to go meet him, but he's there. And that's why Elul is the Rosh Tevis of Anil Doidi V'Doidi Li. Aleph Lamed Vav Dal. Anil Doidi Li is a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. It talks about I Anil Doidi. I am to my Doidim, my beloved, and my Doidi Li is to me. That means it starts off, and unlike Nissen, Chedesh Nissen, for example, there's another pasuk, Doidi Li V'Li Li. And Chedesh Nissen, Hashem revealed himself, we were in Mitzrayim, in the pits of the earth, Hashem revealed himself. We weren't worthy. In Elul, Hashem says like this, I'm here, I'm available, I'm in the field, I'm in the place where all you guys are. But you guys, in the weekday, you have to stop what you're doing, and you can come to me and ask me for whatever you need, because I'm accessible in this month. That means that his Galus Yisrachim is in this month, but it takes a person to realize that the king is available, and what does it mean going to meet the king? It means being the Kabbal Ol Machal Shemaim. It means going to the king and saying, I'm receiving you, you're my king, and your will is what I want to do. My will I put on the side, and I'm doing your will. That's good. That's a king. What's a king? Right? I'm talking about it a lot lately, but this is a very important foundation in the whole conversation between kings and dictators. Right? You say Asher every single day. Most of you say, and Asher you say, Malchuscha Malchus Kol Elamim. Malchuscha Malchus Kol Elamim. Or Memshalcha B'chol Levede. Hashem's kingship is in all the worlds, and your Memshala is in every generation. So here's the million-dollar question. We're living in a time where it's a make-believe world where there's a democracy. It's make-believe. Democracy means that that people can vote for the person who's in charge, right? After 4 years, you can re-vote again. Why in the world are we asking for a king? We can have a president. Well, better yet, isn't a king sound like a dictator? What's the difference between a king and a dictator, right? They both do what they want. It's the famous joke. What's the difference between democracy and communism? In communism, the person in charge does what he wants and people have no say in what's about. In democracy, people have a say and the people in charge do what they want anyways. So that's about the whole difference. So what are we asking for a king? And the answer is, how can we relate to this idea of making a king? And I think it's very important. We say talked about the fear. There has to be fear because in order to accept a king, well, who's a king? A king is someone, like B'gashim is. A king is someone, you have Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has 12 shvatim. We need a leader. There has to be a leader that unites all the shvatim together. that has these leaders that takes care of us. That we don't have the Melech has to fight the wars and pull away all the enemies from us. Shlomo Melech has to build the base of Mikdash. We need a king, right? But the difference between a king and dictator is a king is anointed, a king is coronated. There's a point in time when people come to the person and say, "We recognize in you, you have the qualities to be a king, and you can." So we're asking you, be our king and lead us. So here it goes. The person who can be a king, a correct king, says, "Okay, I'll be your king, but then in return, you have to do what I'm telling you to do because we have a plan here. There's a plan how to behave. You'll do my mitzvahs, and I'll be your king." So what does it mean? What does it mean? When we say we're accepting you as a king. Me, we're accepting you. We're going to follow you. We're going to listen to you, but you're going to protect us. You're going to feed us and take care of everything we need. We have a question. We're going to ask you for it, and you're going to give us. That means there's a huge difference. A dictator is all about himself. Memshala rulership or dictatorship is never about the people. It's all about the dictator. He grabs his power, he has the army, and he's busy all day making himself rich. They say Putin is, I'm sorry, the richest person in the world. I didn't see his bank accounts, but it makes sense. A dictator is not about he taxes the people because he wants to make himself powerful, himself big. He wants whatever he wants to do. A king is not the other way around. A king is there for the people. And so when we come to Hashem, and we say to Hashem, be our king, and that's the whole look at the Tefillah Shemayna Esra. You'll see the whole Tefillah Shemayna Esra is all about the symbol of Hashem, be our king, Avinu Malkeinu, all the Amel HaKadosh, everything we're talking about, king. What's with this king thing? Because that's what the Rosh Hashanah is. Hashem created the world. Now, Hashem could be two ways. Hashem could be Malchus or Memshola. It's Hashem's world. But we don't want Hashem to be in the beginning of Memshola. We want Hashem to be in the beginning of Malchus. We want Hashem to be our king, not our ruler. We don't want Hashem to dictate and force. We want Hashem to be benevolent with us, Achmonus. That's a king. How do we make a king? By coronating him as a king. How do we make coronating with a king? Because we tell the king, we're Makabal on us, Machal Shamayim. We're going to do your Ratzin. You have your Ratzin. You have your will. We have our will. Our will we're going to put on the side, and we're going to do your will. Okay? So this is the beautiful part of Elul. If you see Elul that way, suddenly you're looking at a time. If you have a full 30 days, okay, now we see Zion, but we still have another 13 days to go. Tomorrow is Chai Elul. Chai Elul is actually the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov and the Baal Tanya. But there's 12 days from Chai Elul to Rosh Hashanah, and this is brought down. Every day is like it's the fixed 1 month of the year. So Chai Elul is Tishrei last year. Every month is a month Yom Lashon. So everything is very, very. So a person is able on the and the Chedesh El, a person needs to realize the king is available. He's not available with his whole Giluyim like he is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But if we do an El right and we go out to greet the king, meaning we have Makabel Malchus Shamayim in El, we do tshuva, we accept that we can do Teilim Mitzvahs, next year will be better. So then we become those who escort the king back into the city. And we go into the palace. Now we become Chushuviyam, right? Now we're not just a simple city folk. Now we're people that are Hashem's people, the king's people. We accept him as our king. So now we can get into the palace. And there, the Rosh Hashanah says, Mechuvah, Yom Kippur is the Giluyim, is the revelations of all you give us a rachamim. That's what's going on over here. And now you can understand better what we're saying over here. B'tach Basha V'asei Tev. So it's mamish part and parcel. When I say B'tach Basha, trust Hashem, I'm accepting Hashem as my king. And then I realized that with the serve of the king, I need to have the ability to serve the king. So that's what B'tach Basha, trust the king to give it to, because V'asei Tov, because he wants to do all the mitzvahs the king is giving to. So you see, what's your starting point? What I need or what I need to serve Hashem? What I need or what Hashem wants me to have to serve him? And that's what the pasuk is telling us. That's why you can have a tachon and a kesivach simateva. Because if you're asking Hashem for kesivach simateva, because you need the kesivach simateva in all aspects of life in order to serve him, there's your pasuk and Taylor. B'tach b'Hashem, pasay tev, and he'll have it. So that's what it means, having the tachon and the Eibishter. Is not, and that's why Chana was davening on Rosh Hashanah. She was davening, and she wasn't only first of the Hashanah, she davened. She came up every single time. When Chana is teaching us to daven, interestingly enough, of Avraham Avinu davened, Yitzchak Avinu davened, Yaakov davened, many of our greatest Nevi'im davened, Moshe Rabbeinu davened. Who do we learn how to daven from? Gemara. It says from Chana's the way Chana davened. That's how we daven Shemona Esther because Chana. How do we daven like that? Don't she daven quietly? And all the things that the Gemara says, how she davened, what was going on with it? So why are you using her? Because davening is unlike a brach. Everybody comes Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, everybody goes around looking for brachas, which is good. It's awesome. I think we spoke about it. There's a big difference between bracha and tefillah. Bracha means, the word bracha means, in English, it was translated a blessing. In Lashon Kodesh, the word bracha means to draw down. You find it in the Mishnah. It says, if you have a grapevine, for example, a vine, you don't have to cut it and replant it. You can actually take a vine, pull it, and start another shoot. That's how it works. So mavrich is a gefen. That's the lashon. Mavrich is a gefen. Baruch bracha. You draw. It means when you go to a tzaddik has the ability to draw down those brachas Hashem already gave you. That means Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur from last year, Hashem gave us a good year. Sometimes something is stuck up there, and for whatever reason, it's not coming down. So a yid goes to a tzaddik who knows to give a bracha, and he is able to draw down that bracha. That's the bruch nis, the bracha, bring it up, the gashmis. That's what a bracha is. A bracha cannot make something new. And to prove the point, remember, to prove the point is from Yaakov Avinu. Remember Yaakov Avinu, when he gave a bracha to Menashe and Ephraim, remember what he did? Yosef put Menashe to be on the right side of Yaakov because he's a Becher, and he put Ephraim to be on the left side because Ephraim was wrong. But Ephraim was supposed to get the bigger bracha. So what did Yaakov do? Secret Yodav, he made his hands like this. Yeah, Yosef tightened his father. What did you start doing? He's supposed to give the bigger bracha to Menashe, he's the Becher. Says Yaakov, I know, he couldn't see. He knew that Menashe was on the right side, but Ephraim will be bigger than Menashe. Therefore, he gets the bigger bracha. So the question obviously is, you're giving brachas. Give a bracha, the Menashe should be bigger. What was his problem? Hashem gave him permission to give brachas. And Menashe is walking in the smaller one. And Ephraim is walking in the bigger one. And so Yaakov Avinu should give Menashe a bigger bracha. And then Menashe will be bigger than Ephraim. So from this proof, a bracha doesn't do that. A bracha does not make a new thing. And a bracha can draw down. That means Yaakov Avinu was able to draw down from the highest levels to bring down a bracha on Menashe, Menashe, and since Ephraim was going to be bigger than Menashe in the area of Yeshua, but no, that is. So that's why Ephraim gets a bigger bracha. And they never fought with him. Menashe and Ephraim still loved each other. I like that. Menashe felt it was his thing, and Ephraim was his thing, and they were very, very, that's how you say, Simcha Kifarash, because they never were jealous from each other. Everybody realized who they are. But that's the idea. Bracha doesn't bring down a new Hamshach. Bracha doesn't bring down a new. However, Tefillah does. Tefillah is a koyach that we have that we're able to draw down, like we say, Yehi Ratzim Ulfonach. We say these words sort of, how do you say? Maybe you will. It's a Tefillah. We never think of it. But the word actually says it all. Yehi Ratzim Ulfonach. May it be your will. Everything starts out when Hashem wants something to happen. And if something is not happening, obviously Hashem doesn't want it to happen. So what are you davening for? It should be your will. Once it's your will, it will happen. So Chana was davening for a child. And Chana was davening for a child that she knew she couldn't have because she was in a Nakoda. She wasn't getting it. Did she stop davening? No, she tied it as a woman. She Hashem created that. The Gemara spells out a whole tefillah. That's since you created me as that, I have to have a child. And then a tefillah caused, a tefillah was powerful enough to bring down a chiddush that something that couldn't happen did happen. But it's even more than that. It's even more than that. The tefillah was that that his child should be zera nosha, meaning he davened that he should have a child at tzaddik. And regularly Hashem set up, he doesn't do that. It was hakob deshem chusim deshemayim. Chana's tefillah prayed that she had a son Shmuel Navi. She got a tzaddik. She got a nos. She got exactly what she was davening for. So that's why the Gemara uses Chana's tefillah. Because since tefillah is all about chiddush, making a new ratzon, so where do you see the biggest chiddush? Rivka had a baby, and all the big chiddushim. But Chana had the biggest chiddush because Sai she had a baby. She's going to have a Sai she had a baby that was a child that was going to be a big the Navi. Shmuel was like Meish and Adam. Shmuel Kedesh Mei. Shmuel was one of the biggest Nevi'im we have. And it all came from Tfilas Chana. So that's what I'm remembering out, is that Chana did daven specific. But she didn't daven. Oh, so then Eli sees her. And Eli sees she's murmuring. And he says that Eli thought that she was drunk. Yeah. If Eli thought she was drunk, how come it didn't throw her out of there? Now that would be the best thing that she'd be drunk. So she really, and the Chala Shaila, how could Eli miss? You know, you talk about Eli Akein, who was one of the greatest Kohanim Gadolim we have. Now, obviously, he can tell how a person is, How do you mistake a drunk for a person who's really in pain? How do you misjudge so badly? That's number question. And so number two, and if you did think she's drunk, then I said, lady, get out of here. You know, you're not a drunk. So obviously he wasn't complaining to her. He knew she wasn't drunk physically. He was telling her, how long are you going to be drunk with your own request? That was his problem. You're davening and davening. What's about you? Well, there is the water, it's all good. That's Ellie's saying. Ellie said to Chana, you daven, you ask, now get on. And Chana, no, Chana davens. Chana wants to have what she's asking for. But why does she want to have what she's asking for? She tells the Eibishter, she says, I want to have, I wanted to give him to you. And she did. She brought Shimon Levi to the Mishkan. So you see, this whole thing is one big flow that fits very well together. Chana says to Ellie, I'm not drunk. I'm not drunk on my own wants either. The guy says, what are you asking for? What are you asking for yourself? When a Yid asks for something, especially Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he's asking because Asay Tev, he wants to do mitzvahs. He needs a Ksivus in Tev because he wants to do mitzvahs. And then Eli agrees with Chana. And Eli says, okay, if that's the case, have a bracha, give a taka bracha. And she went home and Baruch Hashem, she had was miskavu. So we learned a lot of things here. We learned about Tach Hashem, Asay Tev. Mamish, what Chana was doing, she had betochen. She was davening with a betochen that the Eibishter will give her the child she's asking for, because she needed to fulfill her purpose in life, and that's what she needed. So she asked for it, and she kept on asking, and she wasn't drunk for herself, as Ellie taught. She was drunk. She was ve'espach nafshi. She said, "I'm pouring my heart ve'espach nafshi." Because what does the Eid really want? What's enough? What's every Eid wants to do Hashem's will. So what I really want is, it sounds like I'm asking for gashmias, it sounds like I'm asking for money, it sounds like I'm asking for health, it sounds like I'm asking for all these things and make it sound like I'm asking for myself personally, but I'm not. I'm nefesh. I'm doing it because that's what I want to do. I want to serve Hashem. So this is, if you put it all together, that's a betochen to have a ksiv chsim teva. If you make your request for ksiv chsim teva, we Chana did, that you need to have the serve the Eibishter. And then you'll see, if I say Tev, the Eibishter will give you. Now, then the pasuk says, Chon Eretz Ve'emuna. So, but you can't say, because you have B'tochen, that means you won't go to work. Chon Eretz, you have to do those Sibis, the Eibishter wants you to do. Ve'emuna, do it with Emuna. I want to share with you a partial story. I'm saying this a lot of times. So the ones who are taping this thing, I've heard it 100 times. But this is one of the few amazing stories I just heard about in the world of B'tochen. Simply by following, doing what Eibishter wants. Here's a story. There is Shabbos. I never met him. If I saw him, I wouldn't know who he is. And his voice, spoke to him many times. He lives in Florida and he's a doctor. And somehow, some way, something happened in his office and he wound up in prison for a year. In America, you go to prison, a federal prison, you get a label. The label is called felon. A felon. So now, because he became a felon, so he did his time, and he went back home, and now he has to get up on us. He's a doctor. And the problem is he can't stay a doctor anymore because a felon can't have a day. And somewhere in the process, he tells me, they call you into a court, and they tell you, and they take away your license. So even when he came out of prison, he went to the halfway house and stuff, and so somebody introduced me to him. So we're learning a lot. There many different ways. He was obviously very shook up from the whole experience. And Veid Vuiki has a family with a few young children, and he has to make a panos. And how to make a panos? So he started anticipating the loss of his license. He started looking here and there, working for other people. It was nothing was going on. He couldn't find a job anywhere else. And this is for months. Then he calls me up. He tells me, and this is from many, many conversations that we had. A month ago, he calls me up and tells me next Friday he's having the hearing. And his lawyer told him to prepare for the hearing. And the lawyer told him in no uncertain terms, he's going to lose his license. That's what happens. You throw a ball up, it comes back down. You go into court. In such a situation, he gets the license, gets taken away from him. Yeah, but that, he says, no buts, no mices, say what you want. They're going to give you a chance to talk. But at the end of the day, be prepared to lose your license. And obviously, to him, that was the most terrifying thought because he's already living with this for many, many months. He's already tried to look for something else. It wasn't going. It was a time. It's a panos. No. So I had the job. I had the sechus to give him a little chizik. So I said to him, listen. And this happened actually in Parshas. It happened actually in Parshas Shoftim, I think, there. I said to him, listen, and the Torah tells you differently. Torah tells you that you're a Yid. And the Eibishter controls everything. And the Eibishter is the one that makes the decision if you have a license or not. And you have to dive into the Eibishter, that the Eibishter will keep your license. Because Hashem says in the Torah, that was the parsha that Kiseitz and Muhammad Levecha, you go out to war and somebody's trying to kill you. And you see a situation where you're outnumbered. That means that Piderach HaTeva, you can't win. It's like 5 people against 100 people. Or 10 people going, I mean, how are you gonna win this? Hashem says, they see them him, even though you see a greater army in front of you, they see them him, do not be afraid. Elamai, Venu Yena, right? Next we can learn Venu Yena. Venu Yena writes, because a person has to know that everything's in the hands of Hashem, and Hashem can change the mazel, Hashem can change everything, and you can keep your license. And that's what Hashem wants you to do. So this is what you gotta do. You have to dive into the Eibishter. Now, why do you want your license? You want your license because you have to feed your family. Why do you want to feed your family? Because you want to raise a family, shetev mitzvahs. You want to serve Hashem. So how are you going to serve Hashem if you have no money? How are you going to serve Hashem if you have no license? So you have a license. That's the seed Hashem gave you until now. You have done that Hashem. Don't take it away from you. So that was the conversation. Then we talked about, every time a person was taking a Kabbalah to say, till him, whatever. I remember exactly how it worked out together. And then he called me the next week, Friday. And he made sure to call half an hour before this. He calls me up. I guess he was... He tells me that he went to court and his lawyer told him again he's going to lose his license. He got to speak. And the Eibishter is in control. And the Eibishter admitted that the judge did not take away his license. What do you know? Gravity doesn't always pull balls back down. He's keeping his license. The judge did not revoke his license. The judge there have suspended his license for a year. So he obviously has license for a year. So that means he can look forward. He has a tibur. I bit my lip from saying something because... You know, to a person you can't say it, but in conceptually you can think maybe it could be if he had a stronger betach, maybe he wouldn't have lost it for you either. You don't know. Okay, but that koponim, obviously I didn't say nothing because that's not I want to bring out what betachin is. But and it says betachin means the keli, the betachin is the vessel to draw down chesed chinam on a person. So you go to yes leiv something yes chesed chinam. That's as an ikir. Yes, the Eibishter give him chesed chinam. You can't argue with chesed chinam. If you come to the Eibishter, I have schusim. I'm going to say this in a second. I have schusim, and the schusim, I shall get what I want. I did this. There could be a counter. But yes, there's chesed chinam. But talking means Hashem should give it to him. I have to say Eibishter. And he was zeicha. You could hear the dancing in his voice. It was like a new different person. Even though he had never for next year, he has still but after a year. Okay, I shouldn't have said that. I always add a little bit of fuel to the fire. But upon him, the story is good for it stands for itself. The story stands for itself is that this year they went into the matzav the way the Eibishter wanted him to. And that the Eibishter should give him, I say, Tev. Yes, I say, Tev, he needs a license. So the Tach Bashem and the Eibishter Tach did it. It was Eicha to have this. So this, you see, Mamish, this Indian, we're going for Ksivich Simatev. We can ask the Eibishter for Chesed Chinam for many reasons. We want it easier. We want this. Yeah, start out with the foundation of everything. Hashem, you're my king, and I'm accepting you as my king. Start from there. Accepting a king is a very foundational thing. That means I am ready to put myself on the side. I have my rotzen. You have your rotzen. Guess what? My rotzen goes on the side. When it comes to your rotzen, I do your rotzen. So I say Tev, and say from Sumira. I'm going to do Eibishter want to do. Oh, so now I want to do your rotzen. So now give me everything I need to be able. See, look on the right. He says the words he says over here. Look at the 5 lines from the top. V'lachin ama tchile b'tach b'Hashem klema. She'ilecho oizer. The Eibishter should be your help. V'seimach. And your support. V'yofel hachonis. And he should give you all the hachonis. Hashibashatucha lasis ha'maisatayv. Give you everything you need. Ha'maisatayv. So then if you start from there, yes, because it's part of what you're doing. Rosh Hashanah is a time the Eibishter wants to be mekabel melachas shamayim. Well, I'm doing that. And the words of Shai B'Tachon, he says the most important thing for Avodah Hashem is to trust his master for everything he needs. It wasn't like that. Now, very good question. Last year it wasn't like that. And everybody, we'll talk about it a little bit more last week, but the Nakuda is Rosh Hashanah is a new beginning. Rosh Hashanah is a new beginning. Meaning, whatever happened last year finishes. You know, the best marshal you want to use is a marshal from a businessman. A businessman has a business. The bigger the business, the marshal makes more and more sense. A very big business, that means he's buying, he's selling, and making money, losing money. Nobody really knows, right? He has a model he's doing, and a tot. And once a year, he stops the business to make an accounting. He wants to make a cheshbon. Did he make money last year? Didn't he make money last year? So when he stops the business, at that point in time, when this big businessman is stopping the business to make an accounting, if it was worthwhile for him to make this business last year or not, the will for the business, that means the whole year, he had a very strong desire to do business. He felt he's going to make a lot of money with this thing. So he's working. And he's buying and he's selling. Then at the end of the year, he says, one second, I got to see if I have a profit or not. So I don't know if I want the business right now. We'll see. Then when he sees he makes a profit, he is a new desire for the business, to expand the business. Monday night, in a week and a half, Monday night is the first night of Rosh Hashanah. That's the point in time where Hashem says, make an accounting. And that means the year finished. The new year is not started yet. And that's that limbo point where the rotzing for the world is not there as strong as it was the year before. And we even the next day come and they take the shofar and they blow the shofar and they say, we say, establish to be our king, and blow the shofar. So then Hashem says, oh, that's a profitable business. Let's keep it going. But now it's a rotzen chodesh. It's a new rotzen, a whole new rotzen for the new year. So whatever happened last year is not indicative of what happened for the new year. Rosh Hashanah is a time to bring a new rotzen into a new year for totally different and better. How? Through Kabbalah's El Malch Shemayim and learning Teirin Dug Mitzvahs. That's the whole secret. B'tach b'Hashem v'asei teiv. Have the Kabbalah's Malch Shemayim. Decide you want to save the Eibishter. And that's why you need what you need. And that's what you're asking, for. So then it's a whole Eibish to Faket. They said, hey, take what you can. So if you want to ask me a question, I pushed you off. You want to ask a question? No more? Okay. Sorry. I don't mind. You want to, okay. We're good. Okay. So now let's finish inside of it to complete what he's saying. And actually one more piece on the next page I wanted to talk about. Okay, so he says again, talking about davening for, if he would have said, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8 lines from the top here. So it said like this, 7 lines from the top. It says, "She'im ha'yunu mefarshim." If you would say, "B'tach b'Hashem, ki ha'b'tochen hazeh, b'tochen l'adcha." I'm sorry, first page. I just want to wrap up. We talked about, yeskin v'chesed chinam, and of course, a person is good to have schusim, and Hashem al-Rosh Hashanah weighs your schusim over. But when you're asking for betochen, it's always asked for betach, betochen, for chesed chinam. Okay, betochen hazeh, aschar ha-mais. Okay, so by the last full line in blue, it says this. She'im ha'ninu mefarshim betach b'Hashem, ki ha'betochen hazeh, aschar ha-mais ha-tev. If you would have said this, betochen is on the aschar ha-mais ha-tev, or is a michshel godel v'tchin, that would be a michshel. That would be actually a stumbling block in our betochen Hashem. Why? Because it would sound like we have a tochen Hashem because of a ma'isim teiv. Chazal tell us, "Altiu kavodim amisham shenesarav amnaskal pras." Don't be like a servant, serves his master for being mekabel a reward. Kloim vashi yish shamshu lefonov ulam yivetchenam. The betochen should be lekabel aschad. But the attack is doing what the master wants, but they won't have the aschad miyat. Right away, Shem came because you do that. Atem goyim nafshechem lehaskel chamav nesechem. You're causing that your sin should also be remembered. Because what happens is when a person is talking about all the good things that he did, that could cause the Yitzhahara on the other side of the kategor to push. Oh, one second, you did so much good. What about this? What you did? So, ve'ein hefesh ben avetech beishigmul teiv al mitzvah she'asa. There's no difference if you have betachon on somebody, and because of the mitzvah you did, ben avetech beishigmul she'ila latfila. And same thing when you're davening. So it's spal lefanei b'kavon, because the person says, "I daven so good, that's why I should get my tefila should become mekubal." This causes that the aveda should be remembered, and he quotes the Gemara. That three things cause a person's sins to be remembered, and if he walks past the wall that's about to fall down, so he's a shasa sakona. Ve'in tefila, if he's looking, "I daven so good, so I want to get an answer right now." Or meisid din chaver, somebody is moser on his chaver. So what does it mean, in tefila? In tefila means ma'ayim b'tefilos and believe. A person says in his heart, "I'm a spal tefilos b'kavod gedol, I daven." So Hashem should give me what I asked for. If you say to Hashem, "Be, give me the schar for that ma'aseh tov," you can cause diabetes to be your mind. My mother always told me, see, the best advice you get from your mother. And then I went to yeshiva. How you like that? She told me that don't, when you do something good, forget you did it. Because if you forget the good things you did, I shall forget all the videos you did. sounds like a mother thing to say. But here you got it. You keep on reminding Hashem all the good things you did. Well, now you're setting yourself up for push. So that's why the Ikrim says. The Ikrim says that when Betochen is the keli to draw down chesed chinam on yourself. I'm trusting you, Hashem, to give it to me. Parshat, chesed chinam, you have rachamim. I'm missing for rachamim. Yes, I'm going to try to have schusim. I'm going to try to do mitzvahs in the new Yasei Tev. But I'm not telling my betochen and I say toiv. That would, if it was I say toiv first and then betach Hashem, means I'm telling my betochen because of the good I did. I say no. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but it doesn't mean you have to dab it. Yeah. It does. People ask me, they want to draw a correlation between the Yom HaDin and the Yom. I was in court, as a federal court, a state court, and how you feel you're going to court and all that stuff. And there's no correlation. There's no comparison between walking into a court of human beings that are trying to kill you there to the court you're walking into on Rosh Hashanah. In the court, you're walking into the court in human court, they're actually trying to get you into prison. That's what the goal is. The goal is, and they win. They win 97-89 for a reason. Their goal is to get you into prison. That's if you didn't plead guilty and you fought the government, boom, they're going to get you into prison. That's how it works. So what are you afraid of? Because you know you're like, but you're walking into court of the Eibush, that the idea that you're standing in front of judgment and somebody's looking at what you did and didn't do is there. But they also have to remember you're standing in front of a Melech who has racham. Yud Gimel racham. Hashem says, besides the fact that he's Av, racham, he's your father, and he's a Melech. And even as a Melech, he has racham. He's not. He is judging you with rachmanis. So therefore, you utilize that. Realize if something was done wrong, you ask the Eibush. You say, look at this. You say, "Slach lano avinu ki chatanu." What's the key? Because you realize, because I did an aveira, I need now to get a closer connection to you. I need to mekabel better to you. Ki chatanu, I sinned, and therefore I have to mekabel malchus shamayim better.
All this. How do you understand this? You can't say because I daven good, I should get it. What should you yet say?
You should have been good. But you can't be tailored. You can't say, Meiri says this. Thank you for asking, for clarifying. It's good. You're supposed to daven good, and you should feel you davened, but you don't say because now that daven good, and I got it, means that daven good, and I didn't get it, means that davening was not good. Oh. That's how the Meiri puts it. You're not my eye in midfield and say, oh, I daven good, I'm going to get it. I did get it, oops, I didn't daven good. You have to, the tefill is, I'm diving to the Eibush there, and but if I, my ayin, I'm doing good. And that's why you want it. So now you open up the file. You don't want your file to be opened up. I mean, I don't want either. The file is staying in the file cabinet. You start pulling out your file cabinet, you don't know what's going to come flying out of it. So what you better to do, he's saying, if you did something wrong, you say, Hashem, I know I have to strengthen myself here, strengthen myself there, and get better here, and stop that, and that. I'm going to do it. So, but I'm asking you for good because I want to be a servant. Then it's a whole different conversation. Then the king of what's the pushback? What's the Yetzer going to say to you? Right? So forget it. That's what the Ikrim says. Ikrim says, ask for chesed chinam. But it doesn't absolve you from accepting Hashem as your king. You're right? You're starting with your foundation of everything is accepting Hashem as your king. And now you're asking Hashem to give it to you. And let's finish over here. There's a lot to talk about. We have less than another class. I want to point this before we put this away. He said like this, on page 3, I'm going to read this piece. You heard it from me many times, and this is where it's at. This is a comment. So he said like this, and she remember him in all the pratim of what you're doing. The betochen means every move you make. Why am I doing this? Hashem wants me to do my shtadlus. Hashem wants me to do it. I'm trusting Hashem to give me a tzlach in what I'm doing. Because ke'en ha'mais v'shei yisbein ani, she think ke'en ha'mais ha'hu mosur b'yodli. This mais is not given over to the person to get it done. Elu b'tzeini is baruch only if the Eibishter wants him to do it. If yish yash harbe b'nei odom, she'beitchim Hashem yisbaruch. A lot of people trust in Hashem b'chlal, generally speaking. V'hem ha'minim emunah shleima, they do believe that emunah shleima, ka'akel b'yodli, that everything is in his hands, yisbaruch. Aval ina betachon bepratim, the betachon in the details. You lost your libi. What do you mean details? I'm going now to do something, and this specific thing that I'm doing is in Hashem's hands to make it happen. They don't think about it. They think about it globally. Hashem makes things happen, but they don't bring it down to the point. Everything I'm doing, I have to betachon Hashem to give me atzlocha. In every pull you do, or in every way that you're going to go on. And this is what Shlomo Melech Aleph Shem says, in all your ways, you should know him. Everything you do is a chle, you remember the Eibishter is the one in charge, is the one that makes it happen. And think about the and your thoughts, that you don't have the kei v'chilis v'pulahi to do this. And this pula has not given to you to get it successful. How much you think you got to figure out? It's not what you're doing is make it happen. It's Hashem is going to make it happen. So what happens? So why are you doing it? You're doing it because Hashem wants you. I say tape. Shchon eretz, petach b'Hashem. Hold the passage. It's an easy passage to remember. Trust Hashem. V'asit to do good. Shchon eretz. But do the ma'isim in this world that Eibishter wants you to do to bring the bracha. Do the siba. The person can't say, okay, I'll do mitzvahs. Hashem will give it to me like that. No, Hashem is chanel. You have to go. You have to work in the world of money. You have to work. If you have to go healing, you go to a doctor. Whatever you're doing, you have to shit. You have to chanel. And they want to do the munadik. So this chanel should be in a specific. If you're going to do something, in everything you do, think about it. Why am I doing it? Because Hashem says chanel. I have to do a siba. I have to do a status. I have to make a keli. You have to do the siba, as he says it in Shara B'tochen. Yeah? And the Sibah is why Hashem wants me to make the Sibah through which he's going to send the bracha. Hashem works through Sibahs, and this is the Sibah. So it's not me doing it, it's Hashem doing it. I'm just making the Sibah. Now, so here he says, if you work like that, he says, "V'zeu inyan nechbad ba'ayit." This is a very big thing. As a matter of fact, when you're davening Rosh Hashanah, a lot of times people think, oh, these smaller things will handle themselves. I'm after this Hashem for the bigger things. You know, the bigger things, the ones that are more complicated that I need Hashem. The small ones I can handle myself. That's all kind of silly, right? Sounds funny. She says, "Zo inyan nechbad ma'ayit." The havi believe back kavana hazaka. This is a very big thing to bring in his heart. This kavana. Pure laman le yozus min alev zichin yirashamayim for the second. For the heart shouldn't forget the Eibishter for a second. Kishu nei zecha as Hashem is barach. When a person remembers the Eibishter, the end of neisel of his eyes to look up to him for everything. Ma'isa godol. Only when it comes to big things, can lots is beyam. But by Shayara, when going out over an ocean is very dangerous. By Shayara, going across the desert. But for any like minigzeb, ask me my sakotan. But if it comes to small things, he doesn't do it. He doesn't look up to Hashem. Help me in the small thing. I feel like a shulzach lachas al mokim kara bebir atzma. If he goes, I'm going across the city, and I'm looking to the Eibishter to give me atzlocha. So what happens is he makatze b'chik avoda shayil lachshiv. This is she shortens. He diminishes. The avodah that he should have done, because he should have thought that if the Eibishter didn't watch him, even for the small, close thing, could be a nezik. So he has to ask the Eibishter for help, even the small thing. Now, maybe he won't be matzliach. Maybe he's doing a small thing, and he looks at the Eibishter to help him, he's not matzliach. I said, even big or small. He's always trusting Hashem, and the betachon never moves away from him. Will be with him. God will return to him for big tales. More than the ma'aseh, meaning, a person has betachon. Hashem is going to help him. This year, betachon Hashem is going to finish the year on a better note. Yeah, but if I lived with the betachon the whole year, even if it wasn't matzliach. But I got closer to the Eibishter because everything I did with Eibishter, I lived the way the Eibishter wanted me to live. And he says, this is a bigger tiel than actually the mice itself, and this actually brings for next time it will happen. And this is basically what I tried to do. In 8.5 years, I was going through this thing called prison, or whatever the days were, was to wake up in the morning, think I'm going through a day, Hashem is matzliach me and everything I do, big thing, small thing. If the day finished and I wasn't matzliach yet, at least I lived the day the way the Eibishter wanted me to live. That's the problem. That's the point. Betochen itself is a madrig. Because betochen means I'm looking, I'm realizing it's not about my power, it's Hashem's power. Everything I'm doing is Hashem wants. You can realize if you live like that, you get closer to the Eibishter. You get closer to the Eibishter, you get closer to bracha, closer to life. And if for a reason, whatever reason, Hashem, it didn't happen yet. Something did happen yet, but you feel close. And the betochen has a bigger p'teiles than the mice itself. And finally, he finishes. Maslich be vial be yodef is matslich and does so get successful you zeh do shneim and zeh both he had betochen and he got what they but he was with davin to Hashem for shneim kechot tevin and that's it because of bechot chadeo be shiti melach shel shus be shiti melach shel mitzah that is v'yash shel chesach tevin vatzcha betochen shel godel mal shemayim besides chav betochen which is greater than the highest levels it atzlich be maisi you take the agil maslich awash as chata shem bechot yodef you find a lot of time people in business you come they come they're going through a problem. Okay, I have 2 more minutes left, and then they zeicha, they see a Yeshua, chaya, and mitamol another problem jumps up, right? Now, what does Yitzhar do with that? Yitzhar says, "Oh, you see, the betachon doesn't work. You see, now you have a problem. More, you see, in the faket. The Ebrish is checking in. He's checking in. See, your betachon you had before, you see, did help you. Are you going to reignite? You going to recharge your betachon even for the new problem? Are you going to say, okay?" David Shul wants to say, no, David Shul wants you to continue always to have it. That's the way David Shul wants us to live. David Shul wants us to live with this idea that I'm close to him, I always know him. What does that mean? Hashem is the only one in control. He's the only one who makes things happen. I'm only doing this. Hashem wants me to make a keli. So that's the point. I am doing my Aveda. I'm accepting Hashem as my king. I'm going to Rosh Hashanah, and Hashem will give us a ksiv, a chesim, a tev, and that's the baton. Okay.